Hi, this is Lee Waters, Director of the Institute of Welsh Affairs. Stephen Crabb, the Welsh Secretary, gave a speech to the IWA this morning setting out the next steps of the devolution journey from a Conservative point of view. And it was a significant speech, I thought, in three ways in particular. First of all, on the personal level, this was a chance for him to set out the difference in tone and approach of his leadership of the Wales office from his predecessor, David Jones. Since he took over in July, he's already made significant departures from David Jones's agenda, particularly on getting rid of the so-called lockstep, the way that the income tax powers applying to work if after a referendum the people of Wales vote for them, to give the Welsh Government greater flexibility, something David Jones and the Treasury initially resisted. On the reserved powers model, which is the way that the devolution settlement works in practice, which bits can be done in Wales, which bits have to be done in Westminster. David Jones was an absolute opponent to change in that area, and Stephen Crabb has signified a significant shift, which he set out this morning, won't become operational until after the general election. A lot of detailed work needs to be done on it, but a very significant political departure. But also in terms of his tone, engaging with groups of people David Jones was very unsure of, and in a very personable, common sense, relaxed way, which certainly won the warmth of his audience. The second significance I thought of this morning's speech was from a party point of view. He did say that there are powerful traditions in conservatism that promote decentralisation and devolution. So this is part of a studied attempt by the Conservative Party in Wales, first begun under Nick Bone, paused since Andrew Artie Davis initially took up the leadership in the Assembly. Now, he's certainly changed tack, but David Jones again shifted the party away from this direction. This is Stephen Crabb grabbing it back and saying the Conservative Party can be the pro-devolution party in Wales. And with the appointment of people like Jonathan Evans, the Cardiff North MP, as the chair of the party in Wales, you can tell this is now a political project going on to try and continue the detoxification of the Conservative brand when it comes to devolution in Wales. So this was a very significant step forward in that process. And the third most significant element of this morning's speech was just in terms of what it meant in terms of the Constitution. So this is Stephen Crabb trying to take a lead in trying to forge a consensus at Westminster amongst the parties to respond to the soon-to-be-published recommendations of the Smith Commission from Scotland, seeking cross-party agreement on silk, and saying a whole range of significant statements about how the devolution settlements in the past have been short-termist, have been botched, have been not for the long term. And he said that he wants to create a clear, robust and lasting devolution settlement for Wales. Now, it's not entirely clear he can do that, but this is a very clear signal of intent from him. There was some sharp politics in there, as you'd expect, saying, implying that the Welsh Government needs to stop trying to blame Westminster. The buck stops here, he said, of the Welsh Government, and they need to stop trying to hold on to the claims around underfunding and the Barnett formula shortfall of £300 million. He certainly challenged that very robustly and said that because of the falling public spending, that level of difference between England and Wales was now much narrower, and called in aid Gerry Hotham, who had said in his initial report at the sort of levels we're now seeing, it's not really a significant difference. And he pledged to stop it from growing in the event the public spending starts increasing again. So he was pushing back at the Welsh Government, trying to take the lead. It's significant the Welsh Government hasn't been informed or consulted about what he had to say this morning, which is slightly at odds with the more cordial relationship he'd established with Cardiff Bay. But I think that's because he wanted the element of initiative to start try and present himself as the lead figure in trying to create a consensus, to bring parties together, and to make sure that out of this uncertainty we now have post-Scotland, that a more robust settlement is shaped, and he's the one shaping it.